Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James Wayne Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Praise the Lord. This is GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Are you ready for the next big earthquake to strike America? It could happen at any time. Are you prepared for it? Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. See, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, we are not guaranteed tomorrow. But what is your life? It is but a vapor. Here one day could be gone the next. We have to thank and praise God every day that God gives us another day to live. Praise God. Believe God. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. I believe God, and it is accounted unto me for righteousness. You can call in right now live to hear blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70, the live call-in number, area code 347-633-9660. That's 347-633-9660. Also, you can call my other cell phone, 818-426-6374, 818-426-6374. If you want to send me an email, you can. QuakeMan30@gmail.com, QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. I'm watching Fox News Live. This illegal immigrant who murdered Francisco Sanchez, pleaded guilty. Gun used to kill a San Francisco woman belonged to a federal agent. Horrible. He was a legal immigrant here in America, and he killed this white lady, and it's a horrible tragedy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm watching Fox News. This is a 15-minute live broadcast, and, you know, life is precious, ladies and gentlemen. You can't put a price on life. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's the day of salvation for whosoever. He pleads not guilty. He pleads not guilty, that illegal immigrant, Francisco Sanchez, in San Francisco murder case. He's been saying that it was an accident, you know. It doesn't look that way to me, that it was an accident. I pray that this man would repent, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Even a murderer, if a person turns from their wicked ways, believing and trusting the Lord, they can be saved. Yes, they can. And now I'm going to read out of the Holy Word of God, the Bible. Psalm, in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Hold on. Reading out of the book of Psalms, chapter 34. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. That was Psalms chapter 34, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is a short broadcast today. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is very good. He will never fail. We fail as people. But God Almighty never fails. Praise the Lord. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by. God is good. Today's Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. The time right now is 6:07 a.m. Pacific time, which is 9:07 a.m. Eastern time, and in all the other time zones around the world. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also, you can check out some of my YouTube broadcasts if you like, some recent ones. Just go to Google, put in GMN Gregory News Network, and it'll take you right to my YouTube broadcast, some of my previous YouTube broadcasts. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News, @GregoryOfNews. And on other sites worldwide, I'm watching Fox News. Several diplomats leave Vienna as Iran nukes, the talks about nuclear weapons for Iran, which are not good. I'm looking at Fox News and says United Airlines grounds U.S. flights due to automation issue. Something's going on with United Airlines. Something's going on there. Okay, and looking at Fox News here on the television. And, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is impossible for God to lie, ladies and gentlemen. At times, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm watching Fox News. Donald Trump is a candidate for president of the United States. I like Donald Trump, the stand that he's taken. He's speaking the truth, and people are condemning him for speaking the truth. And if you want one of my newsletters, the Gregory Report. It's only $1 at one time. A portion of my newsletter was published by the five newspapers, smaller newspapers here in the Los Angeles area, the American Eagle News in Northridge, California, the Acton Acadulce News, the Lake Los Angeles News, the Rosamond News, and the Toluca Times in Toluca Lake, California. It's only $1 for my newsletter, the Gregory Report. Any kind of contribution, $10 or higher, for my network, much appreciated, and God bless you. I've had contributors, much appreciated. Currently, I'm on Social Security disability, and so you pray for me. I'm striving to live for the Lord on a daily basis. Am I perfect? No, I make a lot of mistakes, but I do repent, believing and trusting the Lord. It's a little overcast this morning here in Los Angeles, California, and coming to you from my friend's home here, broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Later on, God willing, I will upload this segment to my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter at symbol Gregory of News, GregoryOfNews. We are in the last days, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way I see it. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, for whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the power of God. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is seated up in heaven, making intercession for us at the right hand of the Father, praying for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? He is coming back someday to rescue us, those who are called by his holy name. God will bless the upright in heart, those people who are called by his name. Walk uprightly. Turn away from any wicked way. Now, just a few minutes left here on this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You keep me in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen, because the more that I serve God, the more Satan and his people are on the attack against me big time. So keep me in your prayers, and much appreciated. A fervent prayer of a righteous man, the Bible says, availeth much. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen. You know, God is so good to all of us. He gives us oxygen to breathe, food to eat, people to care about. And a special shout out to my ex-wife, Christy. I pray that all is well. And 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. I'll always remember you, Christy. I will always pray for you. I care about you, and I miss you, but I believe you're not coming back to me, so I'll keep you in my prayers. Believe and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven someday. John 3:16 says to everyone, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Less than a minute to go of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Wherever you are, I pray that you're trusting the Lord. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He never fails. He never fails. In God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Not three separate gods, but one God, one Lord, one faith, with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and these three are one God, ladies and gentlemen. Got to be wrapping up. You have a great day. May God richly bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. 10 seconds ago, my name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN Gregory News Network. You have a great day, and God bless you. Take care.